Good morning, sir. Miss Cohn asks for help. Something's wrong with the projector. It's not working or something.
I'm coming.
Well, I don't know what could have happened. It was working yesterday. Maybe some virus or something. Oh, it works.
There was an error in the code, but I've fixed it. It should be fine now.
Great, class. Let's thank him.
I hope she likes it. Honey, I'm back, oh boy.
Steven, why so early?
Who is?
Who's that guy?
James, wait, Steven? Steven, hey, look at me. I watched a documentary about couples yesterday, and the expert lady said that spicing up your relationship with occasional drama tightens the bonds. So, I thought we could open up our relationship. You can be with anyone, and so can I. What do you think? Isn't that hecking awesome?
You know what? It's the way it is. If the expert lady says so, it must be right. Besides, we're still a couple. We have ups and downs, arguments, agreements. Yeah, that's fine. Just like in movies. Adding excitement and uncertainty will be good for our relationship.
I think you're crazy. There is no reason to allow that.
I'm not crazy. The more I think about it, the more I believe it's better.
Better when your partner cheats on you?
Not necessarily cheats. In the end, she's with me, and we live together because I'm a cool guy and better than them. So she chooses me to live with her.
To pay her bills.
Yep. That's what partners do.
Divorce. These days, everyone seems to be getting one of those.
If you can't come to an agreement, it's probably better to just part ways.
Yeah, part ways with half of your stuff stolen, Jesus. Just like my friend, he's currently going through a divorce. It's been 2 years, I think.
2 years?
Judges and lawyers, each billing by the hour. They just drag out all the proceedings. Parasites.
And do they actually live together?
Imagine sitting in the same room with someone who's about to take half of everything from you. What's even worse is that his wife, before the divorce, started meeting with her exes, and she brought something home.
Jesus.
You date someone who spreads their legs for everyone, and then you never know.
How many dudes has she been with?
Who knows?
And why did you get married?
Credit score.
I don't think this is a good reason to marry.
Yeah, I know.
This bitch. What does she think, that I should be a victim of her feelings? What is this anyway?
Well, I see something, but it's hard to say what it is.
STD?
Possible, but it looks a bit like a fungus. Sir, did you check for diabetes?
No.
You need to check it, sir. For me, it looks like early signs of a fungal infection. Sir, it would be easier to determine if you had a foreskin, but well, it wasn't up to you.
Of course it wasn't.
And I told him that if he wanted to be with me, we need to make it serious, and there should be a ring on that finger.
And what? And what?
And he proposed.
Wow, extra.
Give me a sec.
Honey, we need to talk. You have to stop what you're doing.
No.
Where are you?
With friends.
Are you talking about me?
There's nothing to talk about.
You bitch. Where are you?
I already said that I'm with my friends.
I want to know the address.
If you were listening, you would know where I'm going.
Rachel, come back.
Do you want me to just leave my friends and come back to you?
Yes.
And why?
Well, we can start over.
Start over what?
I will be at 9 p.m. or maybe at 10.
10 in the morning? My pain is not important. What important is that she is happy. It's the way it is. This is my world now. For some, this would be a nightmare. But for me, it's just a Tuesday. From now on, my life is just a cold, bitter cuckoldry. It's time for me to accept. And it's time for me to enjoy.